Last week our PhD graduate was hungry science beast Nij Lal. His hungry mate is equally ravenous, Hamish Clark, who does research on climate at the University of New South Wales.
Although we feel weather at local scales, it's driven by forces which are really global in nature. To illustrate this, I'd like you to think of a sausage sizzling away on a hot plate. If you're like me, you regularly turn the sausage, making sure it gets cooked evenly. But no matter how often we turn it, the ends of the sausage don't get cooked as well because they're not touching the hot plate. Okay, the Earth is a bit like that sausage, rotating once every day, getting evenly warmed by the sun. And the north and south poles of the Earth are like the ends of the sausage, never really getting the full force of the sun. Now, unlike the sausage, Earth has an atmosphere and oceans, which are perfect ways for moving this extra heat around. And so a lot of what we know about the global climate system comes from following the sun's heat as it moves through water and air outward from the equator to the rest of the world.
And of course, when temperature goes up, especially here, the risk of fire soars. So Hamish is also keen to know, being a hungry science beast, what really sets fires going.
When it comes to bushfire risk, what really matters? Ross Bradstock at the University of Wollongong has come up with a model he calls the four switches of bushfire. These are 1, the amount of fuel, 2, the dryness of the fuel, 3, the weather conditions, and 4, a source of ignition. Each of these factors is a switch, but unlike most appliances, just having one switch on isn't enough. You need all 4. If even one of the 4 switches is off, you won't get a fire. For example, in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney, where I live, there's plenty of fuel, several very high fire danger days a year, and a reasonable supply of lightning, hazard reduction burns and arson. But we don't get many long stretches without rain to dry the abundant fuel out. As we've seen, 3 switches are not enough to make a bushfire, and the so-called limiting switch here is fuel dryness. Let's compare this with Australia's inland. It gets very hot, it's very dry, there's plenty of lightning, the fuel dries out quickly, but there just isn't a lot of fuel to burn in the first place, partly because it's so dry. The limiting switch here is fuel amount. Now, the key insight of the 4 switches is not in the discovery of any new factors in bushfire, but in the way we look at them. So often in science, it's these changes in perspective that can lead to new ideas. Let's think about climate change. If it leads to longer dry spells, then the 4 switch model tells us that this matters most in places where fuel dryness is the limiting switch, like my hometown.
Indeed. Hamish Clark, living in a 4-point risk zone. He does research with the New South Wales Department of Environment and a PhD at the University of New South Wales. Another PhD on the Science Show next week.